عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin, I'd like to pay tribute to Lady Khadija bint Khuwaylid عليها السلام, the loyal wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Tonight is the eve of the 10th of the month of Ramadan. Today is the 9th. Tomorrow is the 10th, and on the 10th of the month of Ramadan, she passed away in the city of Mecca after serving her husband, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 28 years. She served him with love and care, sincerity and dedication, and she gave her wealth, her belongings, to protect Islam, to maintain Islam, to defend this religion. She was very loyal to him. And through this loyal wife, Khadija, the Prophet ﷺ was gifted with several children. Some of them are boys who died during his lifetime, and some of them are females, and the greatest one among them is Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen, Fatimatu al-Zahra alayhi salam. It was the help of Khadija alayhi salam and the sacrifice of Khadija and the relentless effort of this lady that made Islam find its way in Mecca and after that in Medina. She gave the Prophet when his community denied him. She protected him when his community attacked him and assaulted him. And no women after her came to replace her. None of the wives of the Prophet after that in Medina were able to replace the significance, the position, the dedication of Khadija alayhi salam. On the 10th of Ramadan is the anniversary of her departure. She died of hunger and malnutrition because the Prophet and his family were under siege in Mecca by Quraysh. As a result, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first lost his uncle Abu Talib in the month of Rajab, 26th of Rajab, and a few weeks later he lost his loyal wife Khadija alayhi salam. May Allah bless her soul, and may Allah give us and bestow on us her shafa'a and her intercession on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين. This is the dua of the ninth day of the month of Ramadan, narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma ij'al li fihi naseeban min rahmatikal wasi'ah. Wahdini fihi li barahinikas sati'ah. Wa khudh bi yadi ila mardatikal jami'ah bi mahabbatika ya amal al mushtaqin. The greatest character of God, all his attributes and characters are great. But the greatest and the most important among them is his mercy. His mercy. And this is why we always, always repeat this verse every single day before we begin anything, before we begin the activities during the day, before we enter into a place, before we eat, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We remember these two attributes of God, the most important attributes. Ar-Rahma, mercy, merciful. Rahim, compassionate. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He prescribed for himself to be merciful to you. He prescribed mercy for himself, for the people. Meaning that he made it incumbent upon himself to bestow mercy. In another word, he says, it's my duty and responsibility to be merciful to the creatures, to all the creatures. And mercy in this universe is the norm, while punishment is the exception. He created us to bestow mercy on us, not to punish us. So mercy is the norm. If we see sometimes there is some punishment, this is an exception. An exception. Otherwise, Allah did not create us to punish us or for us to suffer. He does not accept that for us. He created us to show us His mercy and to bestow His mercy on us. The hadith says when Allah created mercy, He divided it into 100 portions. He sent only one portion to the earth. بَيْنَ النَّاسِ يَتَرَحَمُونَ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ. He sent it to mankind, so they use this 1% portion among themselves to be merciful to each other. He sent this mercy to women, to mothers, to be merciful and compassionate to their children, to their baby. Sometimes you see the son, the daughter, they do nasty things. Very nasty things. But the mother is reluctant to hate her son or to distance herself from her son. She forgets. Today she becomes very angry at him. Tomorrow, maybe after a few hours, she forgets. Why she forgets? Maybe other people do not forget, but the mother forgets because she is merciful. Allah has induced her with mercy, with compassion, so she can hold the family together. So Allah sent one portion to the earth, so people can utilize this 1% among only this one portion, which is 1%, among themselves to deal with each other with mercy. And then he saved 99% of his mercy for himself. لِيَرْحَمَ بِهَا النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So he would use his mercy with people on the Day of Judgment. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam says in his hadith, Allah is going to be so merciful on the Day of Judgment that even Iblis the wicked, he would think that Allah will embrace him in His mercy because of what he sees, because of the amount of mercy that God bestows on His creatures, on the people on the Day of Judgment, and He forgives them through His mercy. Even Iblis, this is the hadith. The hadith says, حَتَّى يَطْمَعَ إِبْلِيسِ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Even Iblis, he would develop greed. And he would say, maybe God will forgive me too. And the mercy of Allah is very extensive and vast. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. Has no limit. Everything has a limit in this universe except God's mercy. It has no limits. No limits. And therefore, as I mentioned the other night, a good believer should not give up on God's mercy, should not become despondent and despair. And he says, God is not going to forgive me. God is not going to bestow his mercy on me. This is wrong. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kull shay. It embraces every creature, every person, if we ask him for his mercy. Sometimes people reject God's mercy. Sometimes they reject. They don't want it. But if we ask him his mercy, then his mercy is going to embrace everything in this universe. Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam says, Al-Ajab mimman yahlak ma'a sa'ati rahmatillah. I would wonder, I would be shocked if I see someone on the Day of Judgment perishes with this vast mercy of God, which is available for him. And yet, some people, they still perish. Why they perish? Because they want to perish. They say to God, thank you. Thank you, I don't want your mercy. I don't believe in your mercy. There are some people who do not believe in God's mercy. They do not believe in him. They insist on staying away from him with their free will. So al-ajab, it would be very shocking that someone is going to be to perish on the Day of Judgment. Like someone, if you go to someone's house, he's extremely generous. Extremely generous. And that person provides food for people. And then you find someone leaving that house still hungry, or he did not eat food. You would be surprised. You would say you went to the source of food to this person who is very generous, and yet you left his house without eating. This happens to some people on the Day of Judgment because they don't want God's mercy. They reject it. And he himself, Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam, says, La yahlukum ri'un, la yahlaku mu'minun bayna thalathi khisal. A believer who carries these three traits is not going to perish on the Day of Judgment. It's not going to lose, is not going to lose on the Day of Judgment. The first trait, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. If a person firmly believes in the principle of tawheed, the principle of the unity of God, he believes that my boss, my leader, my friend is him. And he's above everything in this universe. My relationship with him should be above all other relationships. Should be distinct from other relationships. We love our parents. We must love our fathers and mothers. We love our children and spouses, we love our brothers and sisters, but we should remember that one day my father cannot help me. My mother, no matter how close she's to me, one day she would not be able to help me. My son, no matter how loyal he is to me, one day he would not be able to help me. So my relationship with them is temporary. Someday is going to disconnect. They say, sorry, we can't help you anymore. But my relationship with God is permanent. It is never going to be disconnected. Never ever one day God would say, I'm unable to help you, sorry. Never ever. If we reach out to him for help, and if we are sincere and honest, definitely he's going to help us. And we're going to read, inshallah, in a few nights, dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir. Ya Habiba man la Habiba lah. Ya Tabiba man la Tabiba lah. Ya Sahiba man la. The Lord, who is the friend, the companion, the healer, the neighbor of someone who does not have neighbor, someone who does not have a friend, someone who does not have companion. So if you believe in this, not just verbally, you believe it in your heart, that my relationship with God is above all relationship. One day my wife, my children are going to leave me. They cannot do anything to help me, but Allah is not going to leave me. Allah is with me. So, shahadat an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. This is number one. If you believe in this, you are not going to be to perish on that day. Second, wa shafa'atu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in his shafa'a and you ask him in this life, again, some people say the Prophet, he died and he cannot help himself, let alone you. Now, people who sit around the grave of the Prophet in Medina right now, this second, this is what they believe in. They believe that the Prophet is dead. He doesn't hear you, he cannot hear you, he does not respond to you, and there is no shafa'a, and shafa'a is heresy and kufr. They believe now. And now they are doing tarawih every night. They do tarawih for 1 hour next to the shrine of the Prophet. But they reject the concept of shafa'a. And the Holy Quran says, Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. The praiseworthy position. So may God bestow on you the praiseworthy position. Maqaman mahmuda. All the scholars, the ulama, they say al-maqam al-mahmud huwa maqam al-shafa'a. This position of the praiseworthy, what does it mean? What is it? What is the interpretation of it? It's the shafa'a. Allah gives this position to the Prophet. On the Day of Judgment, the Prophet is going to intercede on behalf of those who are good, on behalf of those who followed him, believed in him. But sometimes they did wrong. Sometimes they did bad. Because they are humans. They had some faults, some errors, some sins. He's going to stand, he's going to be loyal to his community. The Prophet is going to be loyal. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam is going to be loyal to those who love her and follow her and respect her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would order her, Ya Fatima, Ya Habibata Habibi, when she passes, the nida comes from Allah, Ghuddu absarakum, cast your eyes, because Fatima is passing. So the people in the mahshar, gathered there, they cast their eyes. They don't see. She stands in the middle. And then, Allah says to her, Ya Fatima, I know you have grievances and sufferings. So with which one of them you begin? She takes a shirt covered with blood. She says, My Lord, this is the shirt of my son Hussein alayhi salam. He was murdered. This is my first grievance. And then she takes two arms, severed arms. She says, These are the severed arms of his brother Abu al-Fadl Abbas. These are my grievances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to her, Ya Habibata Habibi, O the sweetheart of my sweetheart. Muhammad is my sweetheart and you are his sweetheart. Ya Habibata Habibi, idhabi washfa'i liman shi'ti min shi'atiki. Go now and intercede on behalf of those who defended you and your honor. Defended your right, those who followed you, those who were loyal to you. So she comes back to the mahshar and she starts picking those people who were stood loyal to Fatima al-Zahra and Ahlul Bayt. This is shafa'a. So if you believe in this shafa'a, you are not going to perish. And third, Imam Zain al-Abidin says, after Tawheed, monotheism, and the Shafa'ah of the Prophet, he says, وَسِعَةُ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. If you believe in the vastness and extensiveness of God's mercy, definitely you are not going to perish on that day. So His mercy is available for all mankind, for all the creatures, not just mankind, all the creatures in this universe. They benefit from His mercy. But those who do good, they have a better chance of receiving God's mercy. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَادْعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Call upon Him with fear and hope. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. His mercy is imminent, is close. Or, if you will, it's available. Qareeb here means available to those who do good in this life, to the virtuous in this life. Qareebun min al-muhsinin. What does that mean? It means if you need to receive God's mercy, you have to do ihsan. You have to do good. You have to help. You have to share. You have to come to the rescue of the people. Once you do good, an act of wholesomeness and goodness and kindness to others, God's mercy is going to be available for you on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِ. So, do you want to see God's mercy in your life? Do you want Him to see, to be merciful in your life? Do good to others. You will see the result. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, بِالرَّحْمَةِ تُسْتَنْزَلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. How do we bring His rahmah down? Tustanzal means descending. Through rahmah, through an act of goodness, act of charity, you can bring His mercy upon. بِالرَّحْمَةِ. And the opposite is true too. If you don't want God to send His mercy, try to wrong people, abuse people, do injustice to people. His mercy is not going to descend. One of the ways of God's mercy is the rain. The rain. Rain has been mentioned in the Quran as one of the dimensions of God's mercy. But sometimes the rain stops, does not come because of what people do. Because of their misbehavior. Because of their act of injustice. Because of their act of injustice, they stop the rain. The rain does not come. So if you want Allah to help you and rescue you with His mercy, you have to be merciful to others. Irhamu, the hadith says, Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Be merciful to those here on earth. The one who's in the sky in heaven is going to be merciful to you. And let's see this hadith. This is an example of it. The hadith of our sixth Imam, Al Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. أَيَّمَا مُؤْمِنٍ. Any believer, someone comes to him, أَتَاهُ أَخَاهُ فِي حَاجَةٍ. His brethren comes to him with a need. He comes to you, he says, I have a need. حاجة. I have a need, help me out. فَإِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ رَحْمَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This need is a mercy descending upon him from God. سَاقَهَا إِلَيْهِ وَسَبَّبَهَا لَهِ. Allah wants to help someone. He wants to help him. So He sends him someone else to ask him for help. So Imam al-Sadiq says, this is the, when someone asks you for help, this is an act of mercy. If you accept that, if you help him out, you are accepting God's mercy. God is going to bestow His mercies on you. But if you are able to help him and you didn't, you rejected God's mercy. It's a rejection of God's mercy. As if you are saying to God, no, I don't want your help. I don't want your mercy. Keep it for yourself. I have enough help. Never reject someone who is in need. Sometimes people come to us, they ask money, sometimes we don't have. But the Prophet would give, even if he gives one dirham. You can't. Someone asks you for $1,000, you don't have $1,000. Give him $10. Even if you don't have this $10, the Prophet says, say to him something good and nice. Say, may Allah, I pray that Allah bestow the help on you. Do not reject. Do not be harsh. Don't be harsh with anyone. We should never be harsh. If we don't want to help, we should not be harsh. At least we say, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Say something nice. The Prophet would say to him, this is what he says, the Prophet. يَرْزُقُنَا وَيَرْزُقُكَ اللَّهِ. May Allah bestow on us, provide us, and provide you. Dua, beautiful. So when someone comes and he has a need, try to help him. You're going to be lucky. You're going to be fortunate. Allah has chosen you to help His servants. Allah wants you to be His agents. You would be an agent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet, lastly, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the source of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I am very amazed. Allah says the Prophet is nothing but mercy. Nothing but mercy. But Muslims are killing each other today. What sort of Islam is this? Are they really following someone called Muhammad? Or someone else? Are they really, they really believe in the Prophet? They really believe he was the Prophet of mercy? Or they read another thing? Sometimes I think to myself that the Muslims are not reading the Quran. They read other books, they don't read the Quran. Allah says you are nothing but mercy. But today, look at the Muslim world. Gifting each other with bombs, with F-16s. All the Arab nations and the Muslim nations, most of them, they have F-16s. They use it only against their own selves. They use it against the Muslims. Have you ever heard one day, we have 55 Muslim nations, they use their F-16s against their real enemies? Have you heard that? Never ever. Never ever. They use it against the poor people. Imagine an organization like the United Nations. More than 80 years of history, United Nations. 80 years old. An organization that every single country belongs to it, a member of it. It was threatened by a country called Saudi Arabia. They put Saudi Arabia on the list of shame, because they bombed and they killed thousands of children in Yemen. The United Nations have something called list of shame. And they put these countries that kill children, they put them on that list. So they rightly put the name of Saudi Arabia. One day later, today I was reading an article in the New York Times. An article about this. Ban Ki-moon, he says, I had to remove their name, otherwise we're going to lose financial assistance. Imagine, this is the United Nations. United Nations. They accept a bribe, they get intimidated by crooks, by thugs like Al Saud. This is in America, this is in the 21st century. And they remove them. And they know that they are using their weapon against innocent women, children, the poorest of the poor in Yemen. Yemen is the poorest nation on earth. And they bomb them in a broad daylight, and you cannot even say why. If you say why they cut the assistance. And United Nations and America, they succumb to them. Now, Mohammed bin Salman, this reckless boy who's 30 years old, he's in Washington right now. He's in Washington, in the State Department and the Pentagon. So, Allah's mercy is available for those who ask for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of mercy and compassion. And Allah says about him in Surah At-Tawbah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A messenger from among yourselves came to you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Troubled is he by what you suffer. When you suffer, he becomes troubled. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious about you. He is worried about you. He is concerned about you, about his ummah. He's worried. When he sees his ummah suffering, he would not be happy. He's going to suffer too. This is in the Quran. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. With the community of the believers, he's kind and merciful. And we, my friends, this is the month of Ramadan. Almost one third of the month is gone. Can you believe it? One third is gone. We have to show our mercy and compassion to others. Today, Islam is very bad in the eyes of the media and the American people. Very bad, because of what is happening on a daily basis. By the time we need to get some rest, we take a break from Paris, San Bernardino happened. People started just to forget what happened in San Bernardino, you know, Orlando. Who knows what will happen tomorrow or after tomorrow. But I think we can be victorious if we show the mercy of Islam. Not in theory, not we tell them this verse is in the Quran. No, through our attitude, through our behavior, through our relations with others around us. We tell them this is Islam. Not what you see on television, not what you see by Omar Mateen or by this person or that person. Islam is the religion of justice and mercy for all mankind. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi'a lahum baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. And by the way, be also merciful to your masjid, please. You know, cleanliness, we take care of the masjid, we organize the masjid, we help out. We are the owners of this masjid. This belongs to us. Belongs to you, you. All of us are shareholders. So we try to clean up, we try to help, inshallah, with the iftar. So we receive Allah's mercy, inshallah. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.